about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Welcome. Hopefully you guys are having an awesome weekend. And it is time for pop quiz. So everybody get your pencils out. Pop quiz. Some of you knew that there was going to be a pop quiz. I guess there was a leak on Facebook, but there's no way you know what the questions are. So I'm sure I got you today. So here we go. Question number one. You all ready? Number one, true or false? Alcohol may help breast cancer survivors fight their breast cancer. True or false? All right. It's only true or false. Don't take too long. Number two, what injection was found to be effective in lowering back pain? Okay, you got to fill in the blank on that one. I don't care about penmanship. I don't care. Nope, no time to sharpen your pencils. What injection was found to be effective in lowering back pain? Next one, true or false? When a doctor and patient discuss assisted suicide or euthanasia, the patient is usually asked to pay the doctor in full prior to the procedure. True or false? Does the patient have to pay in full prior to doctor-assisted suicide? Next question. A study this week found weight loss surgery to be linked to what type of cancer? Honestly, if I find out any of you guys are cheating. A study this week found weight loss surgery to be linked to what cancer? Next question. This is a tough one. Bras were found to not help blank from sagging. Bras could not help blank from sagging in a study this week. Okay? And please keep it clean. Hey, answer that one. Next, a size this week found that size does matter. A study this week, I apologize. True or false, a study this week found that size does matter when it comes to penis length. You know, if you guys listen to my show, you can answer these questions. Next one. A Detroit hospital has designed a gown to cover a patient hospital gown that would cover what revealing body part? Fill in the blank. A Detroit hospital has designed a gown to cover what revealing body part? Okay, last question. In no less than 10 sentences, explain how we are better off today with Obamacare. In no less than 10 sentences. All right, time up. Okay. Answers. Here we go. True or false? Alcohol may help breast cancer survivors survive. The answer to that is true. Apparently, breast cancer survivors who drank alcohol seem to do better long-term than those who didn't. I think people who listen to my talk show that listen to alcohol seem to do better either. Maybe they just kind of get through it better. Number two, what injection was found to be effective in lowering back pain? Nope, not Botox. Nope. It was stem cells. Ooh, I know. No, there's no way you got that one. If you listen to my show, you would have gotten the answer. Stem cells. We'll talk about that, sticking stem cells in the back. True or false? When a doctor or patient discuss euthanasia or doctor-assisted patient suicide, payment is usually asked to be given in full prior to the procedure. The answer to that is true. It's very difficult. Sorry. It's very difficult for a doctor to get payment after the procedure on that one. True or false? Oh, this was a question. Oh, I forgot to give you guys. True or false? Surgical robots used in surgery have gone rogue, including slapping a woman in the face who is having a hysterectomy. Is that true or false? Have surgical robots gone rogue and actually smacked patients in the face? Answer to that quickly now. That's a bonus question. True. That was true. Surgical robots will smack you upside the head. A study this week found weight loss surgery to be linked to what type of cancer? That was a fill in the blank. What type of cancer? Bad cancer? No, bad doesn't count. It has to be type of cancer. It was colon cancer. Colon cancer. We'll talk about that. Okay, next question. I hope you guys are passing. Bras were found to not help what from sagging? Boobies is not an appropriate term. Breasts. We'll take no, nothing with a T in there. No, marshmallows, no. It has to be breasts. Keep it clean. Next, A study this week finds that size does matter when it comes to penis length. The answer is true. Looks like to women, size does matter. A Detroit hospital has designed a gown to cover what revealing body part? The answer to that, you have to fill in the blank, the tushy. Yeah, the hospital has come up with a new gown that will actually cover the buttocks. I know. I told you that. This is why you guys don't listen to Dr. Dolly's show. Okay, we are on all week long, 3 hours a day, 9 to noon every day. This is why you guys gotta listen in. Okay, this was the last question. In no less than 10 sentences, explain how we are better off today with Obamacare. This was actually a trick question. None of us can even come up with one sentence when it comes to how much better off we are with Obamacare. All right, so everybody tally up your score. Tally up your score. How'd you guys do? 50%? 80%? I know. The booby question was a tough one, huh? Listen, I can't give credit for slang. Okay, you need to get the words right, and you can't. No, you can't draw pictures. I can't see the pictures. I only know when you're doing the right answer. Okay, so as you can see on today's show, and this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Oh, you know what, though? Darn. Kyle, give me the number. I think our phone lines are down. What's the number for people to call in? Where's Kyle, baby? Oh, I guess I'm all alone. All right. What's the number? 1-800.
259-5791.
5791. Are you guys getting all that? 1-800-259-5791. For some reason, on Saturdays, I just don't have my poop together like we usually do. All right, but that's okay if the doctor doesn't have her poop together. Now, in addition to all those stories that I want to cover, they're also recommending they, and you know who they is, you know, some big group of doctors saying that we doctors should not be on Facebook accepting your friend requests, right? We shouldn't be doing that. We shouldn't be asking for you to be our friends. You know how many of you I'm going to tick off if I have to defriend you? I can't do that. Some of you guys were fans of the show, so we need to talk about that. So call in now, 1-800-259. Ah, crap. I lost the number again. Is it 5791? Okay. 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights?
Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. And our phone lines are rocking. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials today. And big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really appreciate it. And I also have to thank you guys for getting me hooked on Duck Dynasty. One of you guys told me that I need to start watching Duck Dynasty. I love the show. That show rocks. So I'm pretty excited about that one. Okay, so what is going on with back pain, and what are they using that they think is supposed to be the next greatest treatment for back pain? Well, I guess, as you guys noticed in our pop quiz, which from what I heard some of you failed miserably, they say that they found if you inject stem cells from bone marrow into the spine, it could help repair the damage that a lot of us have in our low back. Now, most of us, when we get low back pain, it's from degenerative disc disease. Okay, 3 D's on that one. I love the words with D's. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, so we really love the letter D. Okay, this show is sponsored by the letter D. So with D's, degenerative disc disease, the discs start to dry out. You have degeneration of the area, arthritis. Sometimes the disc could slip, even though we have more specific names for those conditions. But for the most part, you know, if the discs don't have to move, they just have to start to kind of desiccate a little bit, another D word. And then when they dry up, we go, oh, darn. Now, they came up with stem cell therapy for a variety of other conditions, trying to help heal the heart, trying to help heal up other damaged areas of the body. So they go, why the hell not with this? So what they've done, that's exactly what they said, why the hell not? So what they do is they take out some of your bone marrow out of your iliac crest. How many of you have ever had a bone marrow biopsy? Raise your hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks. Right. So what they do is they, you have a low back pain sucks as well. So what they do is they suck out some of the, not with their mouth, you know, with some sort of an aspirin, a big ass needle, big needle, and they take out the bone marrow, but that's where the stem cells are. Then they could use those stem cells, inject them into, kind of, they make a liquid out of it, okay, because you don't want a bunch of things bouncing around in there, you know, so they make a liquid out of it, and then they injected it into lumbar discs. Now, remember, the discs are like the pillows, right, the cushions in between your vertebrae, okay, los almohados de los huesos, kind of I like to call them they aren't spongy, they're just kind of bouncing like pillows. They're kind of like, honestly, disc tissue would make the perfect breast implant. You know, if I finally get breast implants, not that I need them for the size, it's just, you know, just to keep everything upright, I would probably want them made of disc tissue, because those suckers, you could bounce quarters off. I mean, it's phenomenal tissue. But anyway, it starts to desiccate as you age. And so you get, you know, wear and tear, et cetera. So the stem cells will hopefully, am I saying too much? So what the stem cells do will actually regenerate what they're hoping the discs around there. Now, that I think is kind of far stretched. What doctors did is they trialed 22 patients who had suffered back pain for an average of 4 years, and they had confirmed their disc problems with CT and MRI scans. None of these patients were currently on Obamacare, which is why the doctor could order the CT and the MRI. Okay, I'll behave myself. Anyway, the results, they say, were mixed. Some patients said they had pain relief. Others said no improvement. But when it comes to medicine, if anybody feels good and it has to do with stem cells, we're going to make a big, huge deal about it in the media. So don't all go and bring your iliac crest into the doctor to get the bone marrow sucked out just yet. All right? They still need to look at this a little bit deeper. They still need to spend billions upon billions of dollars trying to figure out, if this is even worth studying. But it's kind of cool that they're already thinking about, they're already kind of thinking that laterally about, if we're going to try to fix heart tissue with stem cells, why don't we try to fix the bone? Because remember, arthritis, to me, is one of the biggest things that's affecting us, because as we outgrow our joints, now that our life expectancy, I mean, it's just, mark my words, within this decade, life expectancy for both male and female are going to be well into the 80s. Jonathan Winters, we said goodbye to yesterday, comedian Jonathan Winters, remember him on Mork and Mindy, right? He was the baby that was born at about 100 years old. And yeah, Jonathan Winters, we all love, great comedian, died at age 87, right? Margaret Thatcher, I believe, died at age 87. We are living well into our 80s. You know, and knock on wood, praise the Lord, you know, whatever we have to do, whatever we have to do, thank God for that. But the problem is if our joints start giving out on us when we're in our 40s and 50s, how do we survive into our 80s? You know, I mean, you know, as doctors, you know, we could do a lot with the heart. You know, we could try to find cancer early and knock it out of the ballpark with God's help and your help. But when it comes to the joints, not a lot we could do. I am still waiting for a long-term study on what they did with that one woman in Hampshire, England, where she was having major degenerative knee disease, where the cartilage was wearing down. So what they did is they took a piece of the healthy cartilage, and then they took it out of the knee, they grew more of it in the lab, and then they stuck the whole big chunk back in the knee. Makes sense. Okay, you got us all excited with that study a couple years ago. Now what the hell is going on? Are you guys still doing it? Yeah, I can't find anything on that. And, you know, this is the type of research we need to desperately need, because so many of you are coming into my office in great health, in your 60s and 70s and 80s, but you can't walk. You can't sit. You can't lie down. You can't sleep because of the pain. And this is where we need to go next. 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Yes, I have heard. I even posted it on Facebook probably hours after you guys did. I am aware that Obama did pay a lower tax rate in 2012 than other people in his income. Didn't he make? He made $608,000, right? It's down 23% from 2011, but he only paid 18.4% in taxes. So apparently, as taxes get raised and as we all have to pay our fair share, it does not extend to the president or his wife. His $608,000 does not, looks like, allowed to be taxed at the 35% tax bracket, et cetera. He only has to pay 18.2%. That's just the way it is, people. It's not fair. President gets to do whatever the hell they want, honestly. Since, I don't know, he sold books. I don't know. You know, somebody had said, but, somebody was complaining about something. You know what? I don't even want to complain about it anymore. I'm just sick of the subject, and I'm definitely sick of Obamacare. All right, now, next, Facebook. Okay, it looks like us doctors are doing very, very wrong by chit-chatting with you guys on Facebook. Now, for me, it's no big thing. You know, anything I reveal on Facebook, I reveal on air. So you all know, you know, what's going on with my uterus lining at any particular day of the month. You all know what birth control I'm on. You all know my bra size. You know the brand underwear I wear. So, it really doesn't matter. All right? But apparently the American College of Physicians and the Federation of State Medical Boards think doctors should separate their professional and social lives online and direct patients to correct avenues of information if they contact doctors through social networks. Now, didn't I already rip you all a new one for trying to get medications from me online? I could swear I was online ripping you all a new one for contacting me on Facebook. I've already done that, okay? And the thing is it wasn't so much to my patients. My patients know. They know nothing happens unless they deal with my office. But a lot of you guys who listen to me on the show and haven't gone to a doctor since I've gone on air for, 4 years ago, think that I've already, taken care of you as your physician. So you guys go, all right, looks like I need that Z-Pak you were talking about. What? I'm not ready to use Z-Pak. So let me just say this in case the American College of Physicians listens to my show. Okay, that would make 5 total. Do not contact your doctor or me on Facebook for your vaginal clindamycin or your anusol suppository or an antibiotic. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to tweet us. You're not supposed to Facebook us. And if you friend your doctor and your doctor is scared to death that somebody's going to sue them for something, so they decide not to befriend you on the Facebook, you can't have a poop stick. Okay? Apparently, it's an act of war if any one of us decides to not friend somebody or defriend somebody. And then what am I supposed to do? So many of you guys found me from my radio show. You Facebook friend me, right? And I'm glad you did because I really don't have a lot of friends. You Facebook friend me, and then you became patient. So what am I supposed to do? Now, this is very similar to the don't sleep with your patient law. I am not allowed to have sex with my patients. But what if they weren't my patients, but were on Facebook? And I'm trying to figure this out. When am I allowed to have sex with a Facebook friend versus a patient? All right. You know what? It sounds like we got some, I got to figure that out. Does any of you guys know when am I allowed to have sex with, you're allowed to have sex with the patients, but when can you, with your Facebook?
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys.
Let's go cruising.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a doctor in Colorado has been accused of 14 counts of unprofessional conduct after he allegedly failed to report a series of mistakes made by a robotic surgery arm he used. Apparently, this robotic arm left objects inside patients and tore blood vessels. Now, for those of you who listened to my show earlier this week, thank you. All right. Okay, you guys have your poops together. Nice. Well done. For those of you who didn't, we'll deal with that a little bit later. But we talked about some of the complications that, you know, could happen with a robotic-assisted surgery and how it actually looks to me even safer than sometimes human. I mean, if you look at the incidence of robotic issues, it hasn't been as many as could normally happen with regular hands. But the FDA has heard of some cases, and they're a little bit upset, and they're kind of looking into robotic-assisted surgery. Robotic-assisted surgery came out after I was done with training. When I was in training about 15 years ago, laparoscopic surgery was big.
So I got to work with, you know, using the cameras and, you know, the portals and not having to open up a patient completely to do their hysterectomy or their appendectomy. All we had to do was make these little baby incisions, and then we were able to use the handles and be able to work inside the body without having you cut completely open. There was less bleeding, less post-operative recovery time. You could go home, and the laparoscopic stuff was cool. Then, while I'm out in practice, some of you guys were talking about robots, and one of you who needed a vaginal hysterectomy said a robot was going to do it. Okay, and I remember she and I were giggling the whole time, like, ah, a robot is going to go into the vagina and take the blood. Ah, that's funny. And she's like, no, I'm not lying. A robot's going to, you know, do my hysterectomy. And I'm like, whoa. So, I mean, that's cool stuff. It's cool stuff. And these robots, I guess, and again, I've never gotten to assist on one of these surgeries. I need to, some of my friends to do them. I guess the doctor doesn't have to stand over the patient, you know, and get the arm aches and the back aches, et cetera, you know, have their sciatica flare up. We get to actually sit on a, where do we get to sit? We get to sit near the whole surgical area, working the robot on a computer. So it's kind of like a video game. For those of you who think surgeons and doctors are total geeks, you're wrong. It's not. Some of us are geeks, but I mean, we like video games too. We're just as cool as anybody else. So here we are. We get to sit there on a computer and we get to operate a robot who is sitting there working on your gallbladder or on your spleen or your vagina and our prostate, and we could do robotic prostatectomies, etc. Well, apparently, with everything that's new and exciting, there's always something that goes wrong. So I guess there was a woman getting her hysterectomy, and the robot turns around and smacks her in the face. Now, I know some of you think that image is funny, but it's not funny when she's hooked up to all the intubation tubes to get her oxygen and stuff. And what if the anesthesiologist doesn't see all this happen? It could just knock everything right out of the mouth, etc. Very dangerous stuff. You don't want the robot sitting there, you know, smacking your wife. Okay? I know some of us thought maybe the husband broke in and, you know, or somebody hacked in and tried. No, you know, the robot went rogue. One episode, I guess the robot clamped onto some tissue and he just wouldn't let go. So the surgeons and everybody had to kind of shut the whole system down and then go in and unclamp it. Okay? And then I guess one person allegedly died, because the robot had nicked a vessel. Now, keep in mind, these are very similar things that could happen when any of us operate. You know, some of us could maybe not have a steady hand. Some of us could, I don't think any one of us has ever smacked a patient. I don't think so. Has that ever happened? Okay, that's a little bit of, you know, but you know, I mean, things happen whether it's robotic or not. But you have to, as a doctor or at a hospital, report, from what I'm understanding. So I guess Dr. Warren Courts is accused by the Colorado Medical Board of misrepresenting patients by telling them that the high-tech Da Vinci robot arm was the safest way of undergoing kidney surgery at Porter Adventist Hospital when there had been a series of dangerous incidents using the arm. The board alleges that between 2008 and 2010, Courts cut blood vessels, left sponges and other instruments inside patients, and had to abort kidney donations because of mistakes caused by his use of the arm. My fear is that the robot gains artificial intelligence, and then I'm sitting there screaming at the robot, right, you know, find the spleen, you know, or try to avoid the superior mesenteric artery, and the robot turns to me like a Terminator and shows me the middle finger. I would be freaked out, and then I would be like running from the operating room. And this is why I'm not a surgeon. I would be running from the operating room while this robot is flipping everybody off and go, I don't know what I would do. I couldn't do it. But honestly, you know, I hear of more complications and surgeries from non-robotic than robotic, but because it's a robot, okay, just one single complication is going to make national headlines. And honestly, I mean, the Da Vinci, I'm not sure why they call it the Da Vinci, you know, unless these robots can paint. Kind of misleading if you ask me. But with the, I mean, if you do have a robot that can go rogue, I would say stop using the robot until it can be tested. Okay? You test the sucker out. Okay? And why not test it with a paintbrush? Maybe that's why it's going rogue. Maybe it is so ticked off that it doesn't get to paint and it has to sit there dealing with somebody's prostate and testicles that it's, you know, fighting back, revolting. Anyway, it is alleged by the medical board that courts failed to document all the mistakes in patient charts. Uh-oh. It also claimed courts stopped offering traditional surgery to its patients in favor of using the arm. You know what, though? I got to tell you, that's kind of tough, okay? If you're a doctor, okay, and you kind of lead a very boring life, and you have the ability to sit on a computer and go, right, and be able to operate a robot, that has got to be one of the coolest things. Of course the surgeons are going to say, nah, let me use a robot. That's cool. Yeah, not to mention you paid for the robot. So this is my suggestion. If we don't know what the hell is going on with these robots, okay, why don't we just pause for, you know, just have all these robots inspected, make sure they're doing what they're doing, and if they're doing what they're doing and they pass the test, then they could go on back to surgery. And, you know, the doctor, if he is working on the computer while the patient is under anesthesia, to make sure they're close by. And most of them are. Most of them are, you know, sitting there, and they're a couple feet away. Just, I wouldn't try to do like a remote in an, you know, internet cafe like a coffee house. I would probably be there just in case. So even if you're scared of the robot, if you're scared of the robot, you still got to be in the room. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You want to know what the robot? Okay, he wants to know what the robot is. It's a three or four armed robot that you, three or four arms. Okay, now that would freak me out. We're talking about like octa, like an octopus type thing. Uses a tiny video camera on one arm to see into the patient with surgical instruments on the other arms. Doctors oversee and direct surgery via computer screens. And let me see. You know, I would like a robot that would get me something to eat during surgery. I don't think I would need a robot to do my surgery. I was pretty adept when I was doing surgery. I could really handle everything. I could handle the, you know, the scalpels and, you know, the sponges. I wasn't dropping anything, but I always got hungry and I always had an itch. Remember I told you guys that we had to desensitize to itches? You can't scratch yourself in surgery because, I mean, unless you're scratching yourself in an area where you have the sterile gown. The sterile setup is pretty expensive, the gloves, the gown, and everything. And so what happens is you scrub for about 15, 20 minutes, you scrub up, get under the nails, then you walk in there with your hands up, the nurse puts you in the gown, okay, and then the nurse puts the gloves on you, and then you got to twirl around so she can tie you up, and you can't touch anything. So if you have an itch on your nose, if you don't have a circulating nurse that likes you enough, she's not going to scratch your nose. So you just got to deal with the scratch. But let's say, you know, your bra is out of place. You could fix your bra. I mean, I still got yelled at for doing it, but it's technically sterile as long as you touch the sterile part and you do it through all the layers. Okay, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we are on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Because I'm a radio doc, you guys could connect with me on Facebook and Twitter. Don't let all these media headlines saying your doctor should be nowhere near Facebook and, you know, it's unethical for them to. I think what it is they don't want patients seeing their doctors in bikinis. I mean, can you imagine if you all or, you know, my patients saw me at my sexiest? You know, it could probably really change the whole dynamic. You know, one of the reasons why I don't wear bikinis is because I really don't want to blow you all away with how sexy I am. And so, you know, I don't need people coming into my office being so attracted to me. I really need it very, you know, even keeled and you know, so if I guess what they're worried about is somebody like me, you know, looking all hot in my dress and heels or my boots, and you know, patients could then you know, start liking you too much. Okay, you're not supposed to like your doctor, from what I'm understanding. What these groups want, they really don't want you to like us. They really don't want any personal attachment between us. They really want it cold, right? Because it's all about being able to sue them later. And it's all about being able to fight back in a lawsuit. Now, mind you, okay, some of the people that have gotten screwed over, okay, were friends with their patients. Something goes wrong, and they're not friends anymore. And that patient goes for the cojones, okay? So I get that. They're trying to protect us. You know what? But I could protect myself. I can handle myself with you guys, okay? Honestly. Now, please, though, avoid any super poking or poking, okay? I've been married 15, 16 years. I've been poked enough. I really don't need that from you all. But I have no problem with any of you guys still being linked to me on Facebook, because what I really use my Facebook for is to tell you guys how I'm feeling that day, to remind you guys not to, you know, ask me for any prescriptions or narcotics. I also use Facebook to remind you guys not to show me any pictures of your groin rashes. I also use Facebook to let you guys know when flu shots are in or any medical news or any updates. And I love being able to communicate with you like that. I think it's important for doctors to be able to communicate with their patients after hours, but not in terms of something that, you know, they could be sued for later, but in terms of if there's some sort of a health scare, we're able to communicate with you. Why not? Okay, you know, why does everything have to be so black and white, and why does everything have to be so strained between our relationships? You know, why can't my patients call me by my first name? Why not? You know, they don't have to call me doctor. I know I'm a doctor. They know I'm a doctor. You know, now one patient was calling me sugar cakes. Right? Sugar cakes or honey bunch, sugar pie, honey bunch. Even though I like, you know, I like being serenaded, hubby doesn't like that. So, you know, for the most part, yeah, but you know, I don't know. I just think that the doctor-patient relationship is so strained, and it is going to, you ain't seen nothing yet. It is going to get so ugly as Obamacare unfolds. Now, one thing I'm noticing, and I'm not sure if you all have been noticing this, and please call in, because I'm starting to get a little confused about something going on here. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, is one of the highlights, okay, and things that for now is a positive with Obamacare, is your insurance company covering your physical. And so many of you have come in, you don't want to be seen for a sick visit, because your insurance isn't covering the sick visit, but they'll cover your physical without you spending any money out of pocket. Got it. Okay? Most of you are coming in for physicals. Yeah, it takes more time on my end, but I like doing the physicals because I make sure everything gets done. So not a problem. But we're starting to see something kind of peculiar. Let's say you needed a urine on that physical. Let's say you needed an EKG or an X-ray. Let's say you needed blood work. We're starting to hear, and again, I blame Obamacare because I, you know, I can't blame my mother-in-law for this one. I'm starting to hear, or I'm starting to see, no, we're just covering the physical, but we're not covering any testing. Now, are you guys seeing that? Because this is exactly what we've predicted that would happen, where your insurance will passive-aggressively cover what Obamacare demands to cover, but they ain't covering nothing else. Now, to me, if you're in your 50s, if you have high cholesterol or high blood pressure, you should be getting an EKG. Okay, that's part of it. Okay? Many women should probably get a pap smear pelvic exam, but for years, insurance wasn't covering that. You don't really get paid extra for the pap smear, whether you do it on the physical or not. You could get paid for a separate gynecological exam, but if you're seeing somebody doing their EKG or whatever, usually the pap is done for free. Not a big deal, because again, it's, you know, just a few extra minutes of our time. We don't spend that much money on the, disposable speculum, et cetera. All right. But, is that what you guys are noticing? Are you getting the quote unquote physical, but anything the doctor orders on that physical is getting written off or you have to pay for? And if that's the case, I need to warn you and be careful as you start jumping in and just getting the physical. Okay, I don't want my patients getting bills, but also I need to pay for my x-ray machine. I have to pay the radiologist to read your x-ray. So I don't want to be doing x-rays for free either. I mean, we do a lot of things for free. I was talking to one of the other doctors in town about, he's like, I'm a walking soup kitchen. And I'm like, I know. I mean, you know, we do a lot of free services, but if Obamacare is going to say they're going to cover a physical, then cover a gosh darn physical. But we already saw the writing on the wall. They're not going to let us check your heart, check your lungs, do blood work, and it all be included. The government is going to come up with their idea of what a physical is. And if what a physical is putting a stethoscope on your chest and saying that's enough for a cardiac exam, we are in for some major hurt. So please keep me posted on, boy, that please really kind of had a lot of noise attached to it. Please keep me posted on what you guys are noticing, because I'm looking at some of these EOBs that are coming back, the explanation of benefits, and I'm like, okay, what are they doing to our patients here? What's going on? And, of course, you know, I'm our patient's advocate. So if my patient needs something, I'm going to order it. Now, mind you, if they don't want the doctor doing the physical to order the test because they think there's a conflict of interest, well, then fine. We'll send you someplace else to do a urine test. We'll send you someplace else to get an EKG. I don't really think there's a lot of places out there that you could get an EKG. It usually has to be done at the doctor's office. But, you know, EKG paper and supplies cost money. So if your doctor starts to send you outside to the lab to go drop off a urine and then come back to the doctor's office, or go somewhere else for the x-ray, go somewhere else for the EKG, don't blame the doctor. It's because as the changes are unfolding, insurance is only going to cover what's in black and white and nothing else. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you over the break said, don't forget about Valley Hospital and their new gowns. I talked about Valley Hospital this week. Valley Hospital has a patient gown. I know Detroit is taking all the credit for coming up with a gown that covers the tushy. But I was in Valley Hospital for my colonoscopy. I put the picture on Facebook, and it did cover my butt. Of course, I did need something with a little bit more material than the average patient. But, Valley Hospital has a gown that you actually can hook up with some heat. There was this hose. Valley Hospital, Las Vegas, Nevada. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I guess you could blow heat into the gown, and it warms you up. And I could walk all over the place, and my tushy covered. I loved it. So, yeah, I mean, you know, good for somebody for designing gowns to cover the tushy. The other study this week said bariatric surgery had been found to be linked to colon cancer. I don't think I'm really completely blown away by this study. All right, I'm such a huge fan of bariatric surgery and people, you know, overcoming their diabetes, etc. But maybe it could have to do with the lack of poops that some of them are doing, or the shock of the body with the, you know, fast weight loss. We'll look into it a little bit more later. Guys, have a great rest of the day. Be safe. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and God bless.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.